Just Eat couriers drive chief exec out of town. A strike spreads. Alistair Tice, Sheffield Socialist Party striking Just Eat / Stuart couriers and supporters scared off a McDonald's Big Cheese from visiting the Sheffield Hillsborough restaurant recently. This chief executive was due at midday, but despite suits and police present he didn't show, so the surprise welcome went ahead anyway. Insiders reported afterwards that the CEO had been advised by his security not to visit due to flares. Only one was lit up 1 hour after he was due, and that he demanded that his store manager meet him in Doncaster, 20 miles away. Staff were told that they weren't allowed to talk about what happened. The delivery drivers, some organized in the independent union the IWGB, are fighting against a pay cut imposed by Stuart, the delivery contractor for Just Eat Takeaways, part of the DPD Logistics Group, which in turn is owned by the French state-owned La Poste. As well as continuing targeted strike action against Just Eat's biggest clients like McDonald's and now Greggs, the Sheffield drivers and the union are improvising new tactics to increase pressure on Stuart and clients. After the successful car blockade of Archer Road McDonald's on the 30th of January, a KFC and then another McDonald's were blocked on the 6th of February. And in London, 20 IWGB activists invaded a DPD warehouse for half an hour, much to the consternation of the managers. These high-profile actions have helped publicize a strike which is spreading beyond Sheffield again, with 30 drivers in Middlesbrough joining the strike. The IWGB has been contacted by drivers in Dewsbury, Leicester, and Manchester as well. There are now plans to call on the trade union movement, especially trades councils, to support a national day of action against Just Eat / Stuart by organizing protests and pickets in as many towns and cities as possible, which can help spread the strike further and put Stuart under more pressure to reverse the pay cut.